Okay, let's call the Rules Committee to order, and we have before us three bills and two resolutions to bring up for possible calendaring. The first bill is Senate Bill 41, which is a supplemental bill that there was quite a bit of discussion in the majority caucus there. I don't know if we want to go through it. It did pass the Finance Committee with 62 pass recommendations and 1 no rec. Are there any questions or comments on that? What is the pleasure of the committee?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Jones.
I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 41 be approved for calendaring at the chair's discretion.
Is there any objection? So ordered. Mr. President, there, this is supposedly one that's on the last pass track there. Do you wish to have it calendared at any specific time?
It's your choice.
Monday, Wednesday.
Monday.
We'll put it on Monday's calendar. Huh? I should be. It's a tentative plan. Senate Bill 87. Enacting accepting certain graduate educational programs in law, dentistry, and medicine from state regulation. This bill exempts the certain graduate educational programs in the field of law, dentistry, and medicine which do not offer educational credits or certificates from regulations, post-secondary education coordination. The HES committee moved out with the CS, and it added the dentistry field with 3 due pass recommendations, and there's a 0 fiscal note with the bill.
This is interesting. What does this do now? It means that they do not, that they're exempt from provisions of what chapter? Regulations of who?
I guess through it all and
post-secondary ed.
So they get, how does this impact student loans from post-secondary ed? I mean, I think these schools are going to, people who attend these schools get loans. Why are we exempting them from regulations? We've had some problems in the past with some of these. I'm not saying these are any of them, but these different operations that don't really offer educational programs, credentials, from some of these things being set up, and people get loans and they go out of business and they can't complete the program. For example, the flight schools did that just a couple of 3 years ago. People got stuck owing money and they didn't get their education.
Do you wish to hold the bill?
Well, I
don't have the answers to the question. I'm sorry. And if you wish to discuss it with the sponsor, we'll...
Pardon the question? I mean, does this relate? Do you know? Who's on Judiciary Committee? No, we didn't go to Judiciary.
Just HES.
What did HES?
Are you on the HES Committee?
No.
Okay, we'll hold Senate Bill 87 then for action.
It's not my request, however. It's your decision.
I don't necessarily want to hold it. If you have questions that can be answered.
I don't think I won't stop you from countering the bill. I think those are questions I'll be asking before, however, because it seems to me that there may be some unanswered questions as well.
It's good to get an answer before you get on the floor.
Do you want to ask the question before you get on the floor?
What do you think you'd want to answer?
Hey, Senator Jones, you want to hold it then. Whose bill is it?
It's Rudy's. Senator Rudy. We can approve the calendaring of the bill, and we can hold it off until some of these questions are answered, if you wish.
Well, whatever, but this whole area of dentistry is, we were involved in that last year, in discussions with HES Committee, as I recall, and dealt with different types of issues, I think, but I'm not sure what this all means. I don't know. It's just not clear to me what this does.
Okay. Well,
probably wait for that.
We'll hold it.
Yeah.
All right, Senate Bill 116 is an act relating to permits the hunting of bison. This bill would increase the drawing permit fee charge in the Farewell, the Chipna areas to 10 from $5. $10 is also the amount charged in the Delta bison range. And this passed out of the Resources Committee with 6 due passes, 7 due passes on finance, and it's a revenue generating bill.
Tax bill. This tax.
It looks like it increases the fees in two areas to make it competitive with the other area.
Got to think of some extra money. That's $400,000.
Senator Jones.
I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill number 116 be approved for calendaring at the chair's discretion.
Any objection? All right, so ordered. Okay, we have two resolutions. Senate concurrent resolution 17 designates April 14th to the 20th as bone marrow week.
I would like to move that we, and ask unanimous consent that the Senate concurrent resolution number 17 be approved at calendar at chair's discretion.
Okay, any objections? All right, so ordered. Senate joint resolution 19 is a resolution that encourages the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Eskimo Waters Commission, and the Department of Fish and Game to make a coordinated effort to thwart any proposals to change the designation of Pacific Walrus by the Convention of International Trade and Endangered Species of the Wild Flora and Fauna. The Resources Committee moved it out with 6 new pass recommendations, and this resolution has a 0 fiscal note.
Chairman.
Senator Jones.
I move national unanimous consent that Senate Joint Resolution number 19 be approved for calendar. Chair's discussion.
Okay, any objection? All right. We're adjourned.